Welcome to today's episode where we explore the cutting edge of AI and technology. Kicking off, we're diving into AI Agenda Live NYC, the next wave.
This event, happening on September 30th in New York, is set to be a cornerstone for AI enthusiasts. It promises insights into the future of AI with key players like OpenAI and Anthropic at the forefront. Attendees will hear from experts about the rapid growth of AI applications, fueled by substantial investments from venture capitalists and cloud providers.
What are some potential challenges these AI innovations might face?
Well, while there's excitement, there's also caution. The massive capital expenditures for AI data centers are unprecedented, but as firms chase the same clientele, there's a looming risk of market saturation. Additionally, there's a potential backlash concerning labor disruptions due to AI advancements.
This really sets the stage for understanding the broader impacts of AI. Now let's pivot to another intriguing event, the future of influence. What's next for creators, entertainment, and AI?
Absolutely. This event on June 3rd will explore the intersection of AI with the creator economy. Hosted by Kaya Yuryev, it brings together tech, entertainment, and media executives to discuss the evolving landscape of influence driven by AI.
How are creators adapting to these technological changes?
The event will delve into how creators can leverage AI to enhance their reach and engagement. Networking opportunities abound, potentially leading to new business deals and product inspirations.
Speaking of privacy and security, let's talk about Signal's new update for Windows.
Signal has rolled out a new feature on Windows to prevent screenshots of chats, enhancing user privacy. This screen security setting is enabled by default on Windows 11, countering Microsoft's recall feature, which captures continuous screenshots.
What prompted Signal to implement this feature?
Despite Microsoft's adjustments to make recall opt-in and pausable, Signal remains concerned about privacy risks. This proactive measure underscores Signal's commitment to user security.
From privacy to innovation, let's discuss Joni Ive's new screen-free device with OpenAI.
Leaked details reveal that Joni Ive and Sam Altman are working on a revolutionary device that isn't wearable like glasses or a phone. Instead, it aims to reduce screen dependency, a concept Ive is passionate about following his critique of the iPhone's unintended consequences.
How might this device change our interaction with technology?
It represents a shift towards more intuitive, ambient computing experiences, potentially redefining how we engage with digital information.
Continuing with OpenAI, their acquisition of Joni Ive's design firm is making waves. What does this mean for Altman and Apple?
OpenAI's acquisition of Ive's firm, valued at $6.5 billion, signifies a bold move towards vertical integration in AI. This could influence Apple's design ethos, as OpenAI now controls aspects from AI model development to specialized hardware.
Let's shift gears to venture capital with Elizabeth Wiles' Scribble Ventures. How is networking crucial in this landscape?
Elizabeth Wiles' Scribble Ventures recently raised $80 million, highlighting the power of networks in venture capital. Her extensive connections, built from roles at Andreessen Horowitz and Twitter, underscore the importance of relationships in securing funding.
Now let's talk about TED's new short-form video feature. How does it relate to the TikTok ban?
With TikTok facing a potential U.S. ban, TED has launched TED Shorts, a feature offering quick, swipeable video content. It's available on iOS and Android, aiming to capture the growing demand for short-form content.
Moving on, Luminar has secured significant funding amidst major changes. What's happening there?
Luminar has secured up to $200 million in funding after replacing its CEO and announcing layoffs. This funding aims to stabilize the company as it navigates the autonomous vehicle sector.
Switching to climate tech, AltCarbon's success in India is noteworthy. Tell us more about their recent funding.
AltCarbon raised $12 million to scale its carbon removal efforts in India. The startup uses enhanced rock weathering to lock away carbon, a promising technique in combating climate change.
Amazon's AI-powered audio summaries are next on our list. How do they enhance the shopping experience?
Amazon's new feature offers AI-generated audio summaries for select products, providing key insights in a conversational format. This aims to simplify product research for users, especially those multitasking.
Google's integration of ads into AI mode is an interesting development. What does this mean for users?
Google plans to integrate ads into AI mode, enhancing its revenue model. This move reflects the commercialization trend in AI, offering targeted ads based on user queries.
Let's discuss OpenAI's strategic pivot away from wearables. What are they focusing on instead?
OpenAI's next product will be a compact, screenless device, acting as an AI companion. This shift moves away from wearables, aiming for a more integrated, ambient AI experience.
Snowflake's financial milestone is remarkable. How did they achieve $1 billion in quarterly revenue?
Snowflake's revenue hit $1 billion for the first time, driven by strong customer acquisition and exceeding product revenue forecasts. This growth comes amid a competitive AI product market.
Tesla's Optimus robots are making headlines. What tasks can they perform?
Tesla's Optimus robots can autonomously perform tasks like trash disposal and vacuuming. These capabilities, demonstrated in a new video, highlight Tesla's advancements in robotics.
Finally, the Italian embassy's collaboration with creators is an interesting cultural initiative. What's their goal?
The Italian embassy is partnering with creators to enhance cultural exchange and tourism. This reflects a growing trend of governments leveraging influencer power to shape public engagement.